Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Phil, when that comes to naming rights, is that cheap?
Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, it's doubly cheap. It's a good bargain for RingCentral. You know, naming rights have exploded in Major League Sports, whether it's Chase Center for the Warriors in their new digs or at Levi's Stadium. But sometimes the price is high and sometimes it's not. I mean, Levi's Stadium, when it sold its naming rights to Levi's, the jean maker, for $220 million for a $20 million year deal, it came to about $10 million a year. That wasn't the highest that had been paid, but it was about the best they could get at the time. Now, Oakland Alameda Coliseum Stadium, it went up for renaming rights. It had been the O.co
Even remember the company. Overstock.com.
Right. Okay, that really had a ring to it, you know. I mean, Candlestick was what, Monster.com for a couple of years, and the ballpark at the Giants just switched over to Oracle.ballpark, not .com. I mean, it gets so confusing. But anyway, when the Raiders announced that they were leaving for Las Vegas, Overstock pulled out. And there was a question about whether or not the A's were going to stay there. So the value really dropped. And they were paying about $1.5 million a year. But the Coliseum Authority managed to swing a new deal that was thought to be just for the A's staying around for $1 million a year. And it also turns out now that the Raiders are going to stick around. So I think RingCentral, in terms of business plan, they got a good deal out of this thing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.